This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
The news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society, November the 14th, 2021, by Phil, VK5 SRP. We're going to have our annual dinner at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 28th of November, starting time 12 noon. The meal will be two courses, and tea and coffee will be supplied. The cost will be $30 per person. Urgent. Please book with Pat at patstore@adam.com.au. And that's P-A-T-S-T-O-R-R at adam.com.au. We need to give the hotel final numbers by the 19th of November, so please book now. Shirley is working her annual magic, buying up the door prizes for this event. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 26th of November. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6225 or via email to rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. If you wish to borrow magazines from AHARS, you may have to visit the shack until we have work out a better plan. There is insufficient storage at the church. All future general meetings will be at the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. The next general meeting will be on Thursday the 18th of November, and the starting time will be 7pm for 7:30pm. This will be a talk by Graham, VK5ZFZ, on the history of the roller company. There is a lot of parking behind the church in a well-lit car park. Christine is planning a special supper for our general meeting on the 18th of November. This will be our last general meeting for 2021. General meetings start again on the 17th of February with our AGM. Have you thought of putting your hand up for a position on the AHARS committee? I will email a document outlining the duties of those on the committee closer to the date of the AGM. Another date to keep in mind, Pat has booked the 16th of January 2022 with the Marion RSL for our January picnic. Keep that date in your diary. This will be the third year we've used this venue, and if you have children or grandchildren, they will enjoy playing in the outdoors on the day. We could also set up a station in the park if someone would like to organise it. Cheers and 73 for today. Stay safe and keep away from COVID.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday's general meeting consisted of a number of short presentations to the members of various subjects, which everybody proved to be interested in. And the first presentation was by yours truly. And I showed everybody the overvoltage protection modifications that I had done to my IC7300. A while ago, one of the members had his IC7300 damaged by a fault in the power supply, so I got a bit worried about it all and decided to have the modification done, because mine was an earlier model which didn't have the protection in it. So I give thanks to a lot of the gurus in the club for helping me: VK5ATQ, Trevor, VK5ZRK Rod, Ben, VK5BB, and Mark, who inserted the device in my piece of equipment, VK5AVQ. So thanks very much, gentlemen. It was way beyond me to fix, and yeah, good to have you guys to fall back on. And another presentation was by Adam, VK5GA, and he showed us a remote control antenna switch that he's made up. So yeah, that was a very good little project. Thanks very much for that, Alan. And one of our members, Alan, who's waiting for his call sign, he showed various pictures of government antenna farms up in the Northern Territory, and it was, very interesting. There were some big antennas there, so thanks very much for that, Alan. Everybody was quite impressed with those. Bit too big for my backyard, some of them. And Eric VK5BT showed us the inside of a mobile UHF antenna that he's got. And, the construction was very interesting. So thanks very much, Eric. That looked really good. And Phil showed us a Turlin ham band mobile antenna. And, it covers 80 to 10 metres. And, you can just adjust the bands that you want by putting a plug into a particular tapping along the antenna. So, that was a very good antenna that you've got there, Phil. And then Trevor, VK580Q, showed us the different types of screw types that are available in a lot of equipment, Phillips heads and the JIS and other types, and the type of screwdrivers that you need for them. And that was a problem that I had when I went to take the top off my IC7300. I used a Phillips screwdriver in what was a JIS screw, and 8 of them were all right, but the last couple didn't like it at all. So anyway, I've got the right sort of screwdriver now. Anyway, thanks for everybody for those very interesting topics. Everybody enjoyed those presentations. And the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday, the 26th of November. And it's going to be a presentation by VK5DET on the history of Codan. So I'm sure everybody will be interested to hear about that. So come along on Friday, the 26th of November, for the history of Codan. And don't forget to come up on our club nets, the Coffee Corona net, every Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on Houghton, and then go to the coffee club in the library afterwards. And of course, they have a popular F Troop net Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. Well, that's it for this week. I hope everybody stays safe. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group. Life seems to be a bit on the dull side now that the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb has been run and won. The run-of-the-mill business of meetings and activity nights seems to lack the adrenaline rush somehow. Anyway, now we are trying to organise our annual Christmas barbecue. As it is Mount Gambier's turn to host it, we are trying to come up with a suitable venue, as we have now had 2 years' worth at Lake McIntyre at Millicent. We will probably run with the Valley Lake area here in the Mount, but it's been decided to make a final decision at our next business meeting on Friday the 19th of November. That meeting will be our last for 2021. At our second last activity night for the year, John VK5DJ gave an excellent presentation in which he explained in some detail how our linked repeater network operates. This was a very interesting talk, as a number of us did not really know how the system all ties together. Many thanks, John, for making the mystery a little less of a mystery. Prior to the activity night, those of us who helped out with the running of the 2021 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb attended a post-mortem meeting, during which we discussed ways of improving the way we do things, what we felt did not go well, and any suggestions to be passed on to the Southeast Automobile Club for the betterment of the event. These discussions took place while consuming pizzas and garlic bread, all of which seemed to disappear at an impressively fast rate. A number of worthwhile suggestions were put forward and agreed to, so let's hope that SEAC take them on board in good spirit and we can look forward to some worthwhile improvements for next year. That's all I have for you this week. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Wayne, VK5APN, for this week's news and notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Last Sunday there was a clean-up at the water tower. I'd like to thank all those that attended. A lot of items were disposed of, as well as a lot of recyclables went to the tip. Indeed, many hands make light work. Science Alive is nearly upon us. It will be held this weekend coming, on the 19th to the 21st of November. Members who can assist with this would be appreciated and your intentions made known. Please inform the Secretary as soon as you can. Plans have been made for the upcoming Tech Nights through to early next year. If you have a topic that you would like to share with the club or would like to hear about a certain topic, then please let the committee know. Our next meeting will be a technical night on the 17th of November. This will be a follow-on from Peter, VK5COV's, presentation on the practical uses of a nano VNA, how to use this handy piece of equipment in the modern ham shack, with emphasis on interpreting the measurements obtained from the VNA. The club holds numerous on-air nets, all starting at 8 p.m. On the second Wednesday, there is a net on the VK5 ROC repeater, which is 439.950 MHz. On the fourth Wednesday, there is an 80-metre net on 3.620 MHz, plus or minus. Listen on the VK5 ROC repeater for any frequency change instructions, etc. Every Friday night, also at 8 p.m, there is the well-known 2-metre single sideband net. This has been running now for over 14 years. The 2-metre single sideband net meets on 144.150 MHz upper sideband. This is a great net to experiment with antennas and equipment. Make improvements, tray out your field day kit and such like. Often after the last Friday in the month 2-metre single sideband net has concluded, we migrate further up in frequency for those who want to test their 70cm, 23cm and higher equipment. Again, another great opportunity to test antennas and equipment for the higher bands. All amateur radio operators are welcome on the net. Often there are stations from afar checking into this net. The Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club meets on the first Tuesday in the month for a general meeting and on the third Tuesday for a technical night. Visitors and members are most welcome to attend. Great nights guaranteed and a lot of technical talk afterwards as well. If you have an issue with a project or an antenna, I'm sure there'll be someone there who will be able to shed a different light on the subject. The club meets in the Scout Hall, 68 Mofflin Road, Elizabeth Grove. Arrive after 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. 73 from Wayne, VK5APN, and those at the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.